So today is the 17th of May, 2:18. We are still early, another 8 minutes. So there is a question from Tammy. Very good question.
Because I just started to work after a long break.
Yes.
So when I was not working, the mind was actually not thinking too much.
Correct.
Is more like it's not really thinking too much. So the situation is more like busy already. I need to think, need to plan.
Okay.
Then also like people just wanted to pass their things to me, and then I need to think of how to reject them, and then how to think, how to not to do, and everything.
You're now involved interaction with colleagues, with your bosses, with society. That is the real training.
Then I found the mind like having a lot of thoughts, how to react, and then kind of like they call it like it's like kind of evil. How to scheme, how to, so that this one,
because you start to see the selfishness tendency, because you identify yourself as Tammy, my colleague. I had to plan how to push him away. To say no in a very nice way. All this go on because it's the egoic mind. After I will explain, you continue with your question.
Actually, it's not really a question. It's just like I notice all this is happening.
So what you want to understand?
I want to understand how to
continue the cultivation.
How to be continuously aware and this. I noticed that I'm not drinking much water. I was too busy doing the last time. I don't really feel it's a big thing, but now it's it's like a big gap.
Very good. Okay, I will answer you. You're off the thing.
Thank you.
Sadhu, let us rejoice. Very good question. But you don't ask, you cannot learn. But this is not easy. That's the reason why I used to tell you the real meditation is life itself. You got to go back to life. Otherwise, you cannot be tested. That's the reason why I told you all in the year 1989, after I have developed the ability to be mindful throughout the day in the midst of working condition and all those things, because I have worked in that company or that institution for I think about 7 years. So because of 7 years, I already streamlined all my routine, standardized a lot of things. That's why I got a lot of free time. Then I was able to integrate my cultivation with my job requirement. That's why I was mindful throughout the day. Until for me, if I don't have meeting and all those things, I got a lot of free time. But a lot of things has been standardized, and I dedicate out, and my team of people, they are doing it. I got 800 over staff at that time. I tell you, it's a very big organization. I tell you, attend meeting also, you don't have enough time. But because I know how to standardize a lot of things, simplify a lot of things, then dedicate down a lot of things, then I was able to develop the daily mindfulness. Then after I have done all those things, after my mind has transformed, I still want to find out how is it like if I go into society. Means I really want to go into the private sector. Because what I was working then was a statutory body. You know, statutory body is semi-government. A lot easier, understand? Your private sector is different. Private sector is about performance, bottom line, and all those things. So I want to test, find out how was it like. So that year, the condition arise. I got one classmate, he came, then visit me on the new year. So a lot of classmates came. That was the only year I invite my classmate to my house for Chinese New Year. I also don't know why. Then during that Chinese New Year celebration, together with our usual discussion, then some of them play mahjong, play cards and all those things. So all of a sudden, this guy say he was looking for a very senior engineer. Yeah, 1989 was just immediately after recession. You know, 1987, a lot of people out of job, and everybody laughed at him. And I heard it, but I just let it be. So after he went back, then I reflected. I said I want to come out in the private sector. So this could be the good opportunity. Also, there were conditions. But in the university, the second year, he lent me his motorbike, and I got an accident. Then after that, I came back. He didn't scold me. You know. He was so happy because the person who banged me, the owner of the car, gave me a card and told me, whatever it is, the repair cost I will bear. He said, you don't worry. And then he asked me, are you hurt? I said, no. I said, motorbike, yeah. He said, don't worry. So he was very happy. And because of that, I make an affirmation on that time. I determined to help him back if there is condition. So because of the condition, it fall into place. So I decided to give him a call. Wow, he was so happy. At first he said, I cannot afford you. I cannot afford to pay you. But he know I was on super scale, having a lot of stuff. I got big room. I got two stenographer, one secretary, and all. I got a lot of stuff under me. I say, you don't worry. When I say I come over to help you, means I come over to help you. And he was actually working for a very big consultant that time. But because of recession, they downsized. Yeah. After they downsized, he got a Malay partner. But they took on the CV of the old firm. All the very big project, Hotel Istana, Shangri-La Hotel, the five-star hotel, the biggest in KL. Then they got a lot of clients which are very big. He cannot handle. Then they got this JKR job highway. Yeah, my technical knowledge is very good, you know. So I went over and helped him. First day, I was experiencing something like what you went through. Because in the government, everything is standardized. So my mind already very calm, very peaceful, fully aware. I can meditate throughout the day. Then when I go to private sector, everything is new. I need to learn. Then that time, my mundane mind already collapsed. I cannot read now. I cannot read now. Reading is suffering. Seeing, everything is suffering. I can feel it. But yet, I did it because I want to give it to a test. Then I realized, every time I do that, the nature inside tell me, if you want to suffer, read. If you want to suffer, work. If you want to do all this, go ahead. Then I got no choice, because I was very familiar with my job, luckily. So I tell myself I have to write it down. I took out a pen. I took out an exercise book. I write it down. Everything that I need to do, I write it down so that I don't have to remember. You should do this. Otherwise, I tell you, your brain is different already. But your case is different. Right? Your case is because you most of the time not in the working environment. That's why when you go to retreat, it's the same. Your mind is very calm and all those things. But it's a conditioned state. That's why I say it's not the real life. So real life, you experience what you have gone through. You realize a lot of thought. You have to interact with people. You have relationship. You got your duty. So there are so many things that you have to attend to. Then you have to even think egoically of how to handle people. How to be nice to people. So you are putting on a lot of what they call, you are acting. You are not really living. When you are really living, you don't have to act. You just manifest your virtue, and you greet people. You are not deceitful. You are not trying to push your duty away. You are not talking about right and wrong. You are trying to resolve problem, issue. Yeah, I work for the company. I got a contract with the company, and they got this job. So I am given the duty to attend to all this job. So I need to play my role. So I need to be courteous to my client. Understand not? Because they are my client. Then, as consultant, we have our professional duty and all those things. So luckily, all this, I was very familiar. If I'm not familiar, I cannot deliver. So because of that, I go about doing it within the constraint that I have. Because my mind was very different that time. That fine suffering was so clear inside there. So I still continue. Then I go for a very high level meeting that I used to share with you. I sat there, and the meeting is 3-4 hours. I silent and meditate there. No problem, but fully aware inside. That's why I know what is happening. Then when I go back to office, I need to do my work, I do my work. Then I realize I use my memory more, much more than the normal routine that I was exposed to. So what happened was, end of the day, when I was about to go back, I just relax. Yeah. Then lunchtime, I also relax and I just put everything aside. Lunchtime, I just meditate. Yeah. Either I go for a quick lunch or I just skip the lunch, then I just meditate. Then my mind come back again. Then later on, after the first day, the full day, I remember I went back. Then normally, I also go to my teacher there for meditation class at night. I think that time was certain day of the night. So I remember that day I went there because for the first day I worked for private sector, there were so many things that I got to go through, you remember? Then I even write it down. Then the moment I sat down, I silenced my mind, I saw this sankhara moving. Wow! But that time, I already have the Dhamma that I understand. Sankhara are dependent, originating, condition arising, very natural. So I just let it be silent. That's why I can teach you all. No need to do anything. Relax, silent, aware. Then I realize this one, slow down. Slow down. Slow down. Then suddenly go back to stillness. Then I knew already. I got no problem already. Because it's only understanding. Now you can get the point. Understanding free you. Understanding allow you to meditate correctly. That's why just now you asked me the question, Pratil, I already stopped working for so long. I was doing my own cultivation. Then suddenly I got to go back. Then I realized the thought all coming. The memory, the interaction, everything, the job and all. Then you start to worry. How can I continue my cultivation? How can I develop continuous mindfulness? You don't worry. When you are working, work. Understand? Then you have to slowly, like at my first job, even though statutory body, my predecessor all left within less than 9 months. The longest one stayed for 9 months. When I report for work first day, I remember a lot of people behind the officer, they were betting on how long I can last. And a lot of them were laughing. So I don't know what was going on. Then after I settled in for the first day, that morning, I want to see all my senior staff. So they came in. So I say, okay, very simple, this meeting. I just want you to give me your job scope. What are you doing? Yeah, everyone, they look at me. You know. He said, Mr. Teo, we don't have job scope. Yeah, they don't even have a hierarchy, the what they call organization chart. There is no job function specified. But this has been a government department, statutory body for so long. Nowadays, what they have, that one, since the 50s on, they've forgotten everything, the new style. So all these were the problem. Then I say, okay, very simple. You don't have job scope. You just write down what you do. So they give me everything. Then when I went through, I saw a few who can write quite well. Then I call him in. Then he discussed with me. Then he realized I was very good because I can understand a lot of things. So what happened was, one of them told me, he said, Mr. Teo, do you know your job? They say this is a hot seat. It's a madhouse. Nobody lasts more than 9 months. Outside, the reason why they laugh is they all betting on you. How long can you last? A lot of people pay very high stake, no? Less than 3 months. One pay 10. No? Because less than 3 months, very short. So one pay 10. So 9 months, they know nobody exit 9 months. So everybody want to take their bed, 9 months. The other way around, instead of 1 pay 10, 10 pay 1. They had to take, because 9 months, the track record show everybody left before 9 months. It's a hot seat. I stayed for 7 years. Those fellows lost a lot of money. So what happened was, when I was there, I started like you. I do. Then I standardize everything. So work that you used to do, after a while, you can be skillful with understanding. It becomes standardized. Understand? Then you know what to do, build your experience. Then your mind calm down. Then what I did was, every morning I come early, 1 hour before that, I meditate, I sit, I relax, silent, sit. Then after that, my secretary will know. 9 o'clock, I will on my room light, open the door. Then she will send in the file and everything. Yeah. Then I will deal with them. Then for me, after that, I'm free. I go around where I'm an engineer. I will supervise. Then I got meeting, I attend. Otherwise, I'm free. Then I can do what I like. And most of the time, I develop daily mindfulness in my office. That's how I started. From simple thing. How I, from my house, I told you all the religious routine at home. Then from the house, how I come out. Then make it a routine. Every time you go back, pay respect to your altar. You have an altar. You don't have altar anywhere in any direction. Then you silence your mind and meditate for a while. Then after that, at night, before you sleep, meditate. In between, develop daily mindfulness. Then early morning, wake up, meditate. Yeah. Do your routine. That was what I did for 3 years, 86 to 89. And that was how I transformed. Then after that, I standardized everything. My routine becomes so simple that I was fully mindful and fully aware. So job is not an issue. It's not, if my mind is like that, I cannot meditate. If I work, I cannot meditate. No such thing. It's how you understand it and train. Of course, if you don't work, it's easier. Understand? But if you don't interact with society, you never know. How is it like? So after I came out into the private sector, within 3 months, I standardized everything and settled down and did a lot of things for them. He saw me so efficient, he keep on giving me job, my class. All the problems that he cannot solve, he called me to go. And everything was resolved perfectly and nicely for him. As I went after another 6 years, I want to retire. So he panicked. Then also, I want to try out the, they call corporate company, corporate world. That's why from the consultant, I went and joined a listed company. And I experienced all of this. And that time, no more problem. Because once you understand, your mind becomes different. Then I was able to do it until when the mundane mind collapsed, then stabilized everything. Then I realized my mind state was in the meditative state throughout the day until today. That's why when Yun Chan came to know about me, he said, "Pretty, you are so good, you should go for retreat." I also don't know how to answer her. Because to me, whether in the temple or not in the temple, I'm in the meditative state. So you ask me to go for retreat for what? Because that time she can't understand. So I just smile. I say, "It's okay, Yun Chan. You all go ahead." That's why every time I say, "You all go ahead." Okay? So we stop. So that we can start our puja. Very good. Then you all should rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So for those who just came in, the background is she started going to office, back to office. Again, after so many months of semi-retired. He full-time cultivating. Got 1 year, na? 1.5 years. Very good. Sadhu. That's why very, very blessed. Yeah. Also went to Burma for 2-3 times. Two times, I remember you told me. So this is very good experience. That's why I used to tell cultivator, all the sitting, no use. You go to retreat, in and out, no use. Come out of society, develop daily mindfulness. That's the real training. Otherwise, no use, I tell you. Because you are in a conditioned state, like you experience now, after 1.5 years, so beautiful life, so good training, your mind is so much more peaceful, calm, and more mindful. But the moment you go back to the work, you cannot handle. You realize the thought, the sankhara, everything comes. So that is what the four foundations of mindfulness is all about. The daily mindfulness is all about. So understanding will allow you to develop the right practice and liberate the mind. Whatever happened to the sankhara, don't worry, just let it be silent. Then it will settle down. Then you realize it settled down is because you understand what order is. You know what is order, right? Everything is in order, no chaos, not chaotic up there. So in order to maintain order, you have to be in the state of mindfulness and awareness throughout the day. And you can't do it because you just came back to work. Then all of a sudden all these things start to move. Then you find it very difficult to calm down, to meditate and all things. So the thought is telling you, hey, crazy, this is not the way, go back to the temple. Cannot. You do that, you will never progress. So you have to give it a test. That's why when I came out to private sector, I was full of joy. It's not just challenge, I say it's joy. Because this is condition for me to find out. That's why the Buddha say the Dhamma stand up to investigation. Ehi pasiko, you can investigate on it. Oh, one more. Okay, then we start our puja. Don't wait. So, we will have to pick 2 persons to help to light the candle and the incense. Tammy and Jess. Okay. Suyan nominate the 2 of you. Oh, he says seldom come on. Come. Help to light the candle and incense. Sadhu to you. Then the rest of us can stand. Then we will do a simple puja. Yeah. Just light the candle. Okay. Yeah, lighted already. Yeah. Sadhu. On the way back. sadhu, 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 sadhu. The garland put over the Buddha, yeah. Put over the Buddha. Yeah. Put over the Buddha. Yeah, offer to the Buddha. Huh? Let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, good. You all can be seated. Never mind, you can visit that. Eh? Just relax yourself. Then we will develop the puja. Eh? So compose our mind, develop the faith, sadha, virya. Then mindfully we shall commence our puja chanting. We wait for Imbi. Eh? Okay, can already. Yeah, sadhu, 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 sadhu. Very nice. Yeah. Arahang sama sambuddho bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi. Swakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho sanghang namami. Okay. You can be seated. Then turn to page 1 of the chanting book, the Vandana. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami, dhammang saranang gacchami, sanghang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Panatipata veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Adinadana veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Kamesu micacara viramani sikapadang samadhiyami Musawada viramani sikapadang samadhiyami Suramiraya majapamadatana viramani sikapadang samadhiyami. Okay, now we are chanting Dipa Dipa Puja, offering of light. Ganna sarapa ditena dipena tamadangsina diloka dipang sambudang bujayami tamonodang ganna sambarayutena dopenahang suganghina Pujaye pujaniyang tang puja bajana mutamang vanna ganda guno petang etang kusuma santatin pujayami monindasa siri pada sarorohe Pujemi budang kesumena nena punena metena ceho tumokang pupang milayati yata idang me kayo tata yati vinasa bawang adivase tuno bante Paniyang parikapitang anukampang upadaya patigan hatu mutemang adivase tuno bante pale parikapitang anukampang upadaya patigan hatu mutemang Adivase tuno vante bojanang parikapitang anukampang upadaya patigan hatumutamang. Now we are chanting the puja aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of all this puja offering. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha brings forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness or ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses off the fires of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like this fragrance of this incense which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruit of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free Nibbana. Then, making of oral aspiration. By the power of these merits, born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculties of Sada, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya be further strengthened until they become balas and power, sharing and transfer merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Buddha. Buddhang pujami. Dhammang pujami. Sanghang pujami. Okay, you can be seated. Maintain some form of attention. Then we can have our meditation. Then after the meditation, we will do the invocation to the devas. Then we will have our very interesting topic today. GE14 and the law of karma. So it also allow us to recall the great new Malaysian day. The nation is like reborn. A new Malaysia for us all. Because we see the final possibility of change, changing for the better. But like you all, I think most of us must have experienced the very, very interesting 9 of May election experience. How many of you stay out until very late? Most of us. I think until 4 a.m. I update them very fast. Because I saw the sign and I told a lot of them, her friend, I said, this time there will be a change. Because the sign all point towards it. It's only those people in power cannot see the sign. So that was how it happened. But it's a great historical moment. It brought back so much glory to the country. And it's really historic in the sense that we created so much record for the world to see. And they thought, what la Malaysian? For 61 years, you have the same government, you're not tired. And the worst is the last 4 or 5 years, so many headlines until we were notorious. We are not famous anymore, you are so notorious. Then he said, Malaysia, oh, you are from Malaysia. What type of country you are from? So all those brought about a lot of notoriety or shame to us. But nevertheless, we feel proud now. Our head can stand up tall. And we can be proud of saying that no other country that did the change can beat us. We really created history. We did sadhu, sadhu. We did the impossible. And you all were so lucky. You get to be part of the change. You get to witness this change. And you all also participated in the change. And you all really give your support the most. And I can see there's so much joy. And a lot of people thought, because you can see if you don't change, your future is already imprinted, like cast in stone. It's just like I told a lot of, that's like Dhamma is inside there. I told a lot of people who got problem, come and see me. Then when I discuss with them, of course they tell me their problem and all those things. Then sometimes they keep on want to justify their position, why they are like that. Then they keep on saying, but Brother Theo, not me. These people did all these things to me. And I don't know how to handle them. I don't know what to do. Then I say, okay, you listen. If you continue the same way you live your life, to panic, to arise the fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, and lamentation, bitterness, unhappiness, what is your future? Your future will be the same. You never change. Understand? Forever, you will be caught in the, they call the, not cycle. it's like something that trap you, understand? It's like you are in a whirlpool of suffering, misery. And and you cannot come out of it. You keep on complaining. And you keep on saying you want to be free. If you want to be free, you have to change, understand? Not? If you don't change, you continue the way you are. Your future is already that way, and you have gone through that for so long. Some of them tell me they have been in that state for more than 10 years. Some more than 20 years, 30 years. So, the government of the day is still the same. When they become more and more arrogant, they never change. What happened to them? They will finally receive their karmic repercussion. Then there is a very good Dhammapada verse that the Buddha mentioned. I finish this, then we can meditate. You must remember this verse. I seldom share this one because I thought you all don't need. As Buddhist, I thought you all understand this very clearly because you have faith in that. But for people who used to have doubt, and I remember, I think Kat Hun used to ask me at the retreat, Brother, those who do evil, they don't have suffering, they don't have karmic repercussion or fruition. They are enjoying their life, having the good life. Then somebody used to also complain, Brother, I did all the right thing. I never harm people, I never cheat people. But that is according to them, understand? Then why my life so miserable, so unhappy? I don't think the law of karma is fair. So they complain. Then you listen to this. Dhammapada verse 119, 19 and 20. The Buddha said, even as an evil person may still find happiness, so long as his evil deed does not bear fruit. You understand? Yeah? But when his evil deed does bear fruit, he will meet with evil consequences, suffering and misery. Then the next verse is about the good person. Even a good person may still experience suffering, or still meet with suffering, so long as his good deeds does not bear fruit. But when the good deeds does bear fruit, he will enjoy the benefits of his good deeds. And at the end of the discourse, according to this discourse, the guardian spirit of Ananda, the garden of Ananda Pindika's house, attained Sotapatti fruition because they had this clear understanding about the law of karma. And straight away they realize the form and mind is subject to karma. Understand? Because the deva don't understand up there. To them, they thought karma is somebody's theory. But when the Buddha say it in this way, then they realize, yeah, you have seen even in ancient China, all the dynasty, the emperor, they keep on changing. Why? Why do they change? Because when they took over, it's because the other dynasty have gone from bad to worse. Then the people revolt against them and they get changed. So when the condition is not them, it's when they are very powerful, when people cannot even do anything towards the establishment or the empire because they were too powerful. So change is difficult. But the condition will come because all these people will become like too arrogant. Then when you hit the nerve, when you make everybody very, very unhappy and miserable, then the masses is more than the army, more than what the evil dictator can do. Then like Mahathir, he was very good, he said. Like Marcos' case, he said. When the army and the police decide not to support him, he's a nobody, understand? You can just take him out. He is so powerful because all these people listen to him and do all those things. And those people who do all those things, they have their evil karma. Then when the time comes, like what the Buddha said, because it has a bad fruit. So you think you are tempted to take up those positions that he gave to you, understand, and help him to do all the dirty job. So when the condition bear fruit, like what is happening now, you see the opposite is happening. So this law of karma reminds us what the Buddha used to tell us. The advice of the Buddha, sabba papasa akaranam, he said, all evil you have to avoid, and that is the reason. That's why you cannot, like, be tempted by all this, what they call power, position. Then like those people who willingly took out those positions and helped the tyrant leader to do all those things. Yeah, during that time, they thought it's opportunity. And they are so tempted. Wow, everybody who support him, rewarded. And sometimes you never believe you can be so lucky. Like the Eiji, from nowhere suddenly become the new Eiji and become so powerful and did all those things. But then when the evil action bear fruit, you see what happened now. It's the other way around. And the people is very happy because now you see the real reform taking place. Just 8 days you can see. So much thing were done. And later on, we will talk about our Tun. He is a fantastic guy, I tell you. Plus the day will be the 8 day. The first week of Parliament, after he sworn in, I tell you, he is fantastic. After we discuss, we give you opportunity to discuss. You can express your view. Because now no more suppression, no more all those things to make you fearful. Now you can share. And this is a good lesson. So that it can teach you the Dhamma in a very clear-cut manner. No matter how tempting, never succumb. Never succumb means what? Never do the thing that cause evil and harm to people, to the country, to your fellow citizen. That's why you have your duty. You have to protect your own family, your own loved ones, your own neighbors and all those things. Well, they are part of humanity, part of our nation. And together we are as citizens of the country, and we work towards the success of the nation. We work towards the progress of the nation, the well-being of all. So now they form all those council of eminent elders, very, very beautifully chosen, the people. Then the Institute of Reform, they were also very well chosen. Then apart from that, they also have this new council of what they call presidential council to decide the thing. Then every of this party with the presidential council will nominate 5 very high senior nominee inside there, and they form the, like, they call it the Supreme Council or what, I don't know. And a lot of decisions were all made there with consensus, and the people they choose are quality people. No longer like last time, one day the whole cabinet come out. This one, first 5 also take so long. Then there is this, they call it the immediate urgent thing to do. They set up this special task force now, I think to be headed by Anoa, if I'm not wrong, to look into the problem. One of them is the Indian community. They really, really need help. Then the other one is the jobless situation of the young people, the young graduate and all those things. Then also about the minority race. So now, Matthew is looking into all those things. He's learning from China, treat the minority very well. So the Orang Asli, what they call, these all the various small races in Sabah, Sarawak, and all those things. Because there are a lot of jobless. That's why this time the citizens felt it. The GST, the economy, and they can't find job, and too many of these foreign workers and doing a lot of funny things. So now you see, when you have a proper government who can run it well and reform everything, even the state of Selangor and Penang, they knew these people are not stupid. Every 5 years, they return them with higher mandates or more. I thought 2013 was the highest they can give. But 2018, they give still higher. No? I think the next one, maybe if they run it well, the opposition really zero, no seat at all. Now they don't have parliament seat in Penang, but they got two state seats, two or three state seats. Johor also suffer like anything. The strong, they call it the stronghold of the incumbent. It just collapsed like that overnight because of the citizens' fury. You have to use the right word, citizens' fury. Okay, now we can meditate. I give you 15 minutes, yeah, so that we can have more time for you. Yeah. Okay, we're off the light. So relax body and mind, silent, then just meditate. Yeah. If you need to train your mind, you train. Yeah. You can either use mind sleeping method combined with metta, loving kindness. If not, you just relax and silent and allow the sankhara to settle down. You just stay with your awareness, stay with your nature. Your awareness is not a being. The awareness is the silent mind. The mind that is silent is just aware. No need to know anything. No need to do anything. The moment the mind wants to know, the thought comes out. Sankhara. And that is not your true mind. That is your mundane mind. That is the one that creates the heedless thinking. That is the one that creates all the mental activity, volition, reaction, stirring of my emotion, everything. And that is the one that causes suffering, misery. But when you understand, you can use it for the good of the many. So meditation is very simple when you understand. Just relax, silent, and let everything settle down. You just want to develop the peacefulness of mind, going back to your true mind, to experience the silence within, the stillness within. Then without thought, you will understand who are you, what are you. Then how does all this thought come about? How does it stir? And what is this physical body and mind all about? The combination, the Buddha called it the five aggregate of form and mind, Namarup. So the final summary says, attachment to this five aggregate of form and mind will lead to suffering. The upadana khandas, the grasping aggregate, is dukkha, leads to suffering. So when you understand this, you will understand the teaching and you know how to free your mind. That's why the Buddha said, all of sankhara is impermanent, anicchang. All of sankhara leads to suffering, dukkang. All of sankhara is empty, not a permanent unchanging entity. That's why it's non-self. Empty nature of existence. So when you understand all this, your mind can just silent and let things be. Okay. I will ring the bell after about 15 minutes. attention, then turn to page 6 of your chanting book. We will chant the invocation to the Deva. You need to give this to Ingbi. Oh, it's there, huh? Okay. Okay, in this universe, in the entirety, let the deity or devas come here. Let them hear the good doctrine of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release. Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching.
Samanta Chakravalesu Achagachanta Devata Sadhamman Munira Jasa Sunan
Aho Neyo Pa could you hear me? Sanghang, could you hear me? Okay, you can be seated. So tonight is a very different night. Not everything is Dhamma. But you understand Dhamma is life itself. Dhamma is not just meditation, sitting, cultivating. Dhamma is about understanding life. Understanding clearly who you are, what you are. Then when you understand clearly who you are, what you are, then you will know how to live life. Otherwise, you don't even know who you are, what you are. The obvious question is, who is living your life? Have you ever asked this question? Who is living your life? Do you really live? You don't even know who you are, what you are. Then you will be very, very surprised when you come to understand later on, oh, all this while the thought through its delusion is living my life. I never really get to live. This is what the Buddha meant by heedlessness, caused by delusion, ignorance, not understanding the truth, not understanding who you are and what you are. So Dhamma is not about meditation alone. Meditation is an integral part of Dhamma. Dhamma is a understanding. When you understand the essence of the Buddha's teaching, you understand completely all of life, both the mundane and supramundane. So the mundane is what our worldly life is all about. The supramundane is to go beyond the mundane, to realize the unconditioned, so that when you have this wisdom, you know how to guide this form and mind, which is within the conditioned world, the mundane world, to live life. Because that wisdom connected to this form and mind is required to understand everything clearly, so that you cannot be deluded by the conditioned world, by the phenomenal world, by the form and mind. And this is what Dhamma is all about. That's why after that, you can integrate into life. You can become part of life. But this is not you. That is the deep meaning. So it doesn't mean, as Buddhists, we just meditate, study the Dhamma, forget about the world. No. The world is the world. The world is important. Not only to you, to all of humanity too. Because there is this nature's law that governs all of life and existence. And for you to have true love, true harmony, true what they call peaceful existence, you need to have wisdom and understanding. Otherwise, the world is not so peaceful. The world can be chaotic. Yeah. That's why nations are built from the summation of the individuals. If the summation of the population, the individual's consciousness is negative, without wisdom and understanding, without love, then the society will have its own causes and conditions to become a failed state, to have a lot of problems. That's why we were tending towards the failed state. We almost eat already. And what we can enjoy now is we can say that this G14, 9th of May is a historical moment for our nation. You agree or not?
Yeah.
Historical moment. Yes. For our nation. We set a lot of great records. I think Hollywood also cannot beat us. That's why you reflect back. I had so much joy, you know. Not because I want to be involved, but the condition is such that it can happen, you know. And it can happen before the form and mind separate, you know. You see, like Kiet Siang, you know what he said? This moment, if his good friend Kapa Singh has been around, it would have been the happiest moment for them. But too bad, the car accident just 2 over years ago, and he's gone. He didn't get to witness it. We got a lot of MU classmates also who passed away last year, and maybe some one or two beginning of the year. They also didn't get to witness all this. I got one, my roommate used to talk politics to me when I was in the uni, and after we graduated, he was my roommate in the third year and the final year. He passed away last year. If he has been around, he is an enthusiast, and he liked to discuss all these things, but they all have their own very strong views of things. But he is somebody who is, because he likes politics, he read a lot, but he is not as good as Mahathir. He don't like Mahathir. He hate Mahathir. That time, I was trying to like this guy. I say, you may not understand who he is. I used to tell my wife last time, I say, he is a great being. You know what are great beings are? Not necessarily all the great beings must come for spiritual things. If you understand what are great beings, they had a great mission to come to the world. That's why if you can come across certain teaching or books, there is this Japanese Buddhism, which I happened to be there in the year 2006, I think. And one of the classmates, the wife, the sister-in-law, all were from that religion. So when my university mate wanted to marry her, he thought he was a Buddhist. He got a shock of his life and he took him to Japan to have the ceremony. And for the first time he saw the Buddhism that was so different from what we used to have in Malaysia. Yeah, he was with me in MU Buddhist Society also. BJF. So he got this shock, then he came back, he called me, he talked to me for many rounds. And he said, Teo, can you do me a favor? We go together. You help me to understand what they are teaching, whether true or not. So I went with him, that trip was so cheap. I went with him for 8 days. I only spent a total, you don't believe, less than 1,200 ringgit, including airfare, everything. Food, lodging, everything. We stay very nice place, but all in their temple. They call it Soja. And one of them was they bought a golf course. You know, in Japan, in the middle of a city, they can buy a golf course. You know how much money they have. They got a lot of support. Then I saw the teaching. Not bad. The teacher is not bad, actually. And he talked about this rhyme of existence, not the 31 plane, no. He talked about the first dimension, second dimension, until the 9 dimension, then the 10 dimension, then the 14 dimension, I think. And all these dimensions are the various dimensions of being, so according to him. So like our 31 plane, the Mahayana, they divide us into 31 plane. They got the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth dimension. At the sixth dimension, the 31 plane are all there. Then they have the seventh dimension. The seventh dimension in Japan they call Bosatsu. You know what is Bosatsu? Bodhisattva. Bodhisattva. In Vino. And you know, he was so good. He said, there are a lot of these great beings come as bodhisattva. They are scientists, is it? All the scientists that came and helped the world to discover electricity, flight technology, the vehicle. Then there are doctors. And there are leaders and all these things. So that's why at that time, during the early 80s, when I told my classmate, I said, he is an extraordinary great being, I say, he is a statement because he has principle and he did a lot of great things that normal people cannot think of. That time our country was nothing, you remember? He was the one that started Malaysian Incorporated look east, then privatization, everything. Then he built the North South Highway, you know, that time. Then he built the Twin Tower. Then he built the proton manufacturing, the Malaysian car. Then Cyberjaya, Putrajaya, all were his brain idea. It's not easy. Well, he read a lot, and he's very, very gifted, exactly. I really respect you. That time already, I told my wife, this guy, you watch out. That's why he is so blessed. The husband and wife live until 90 plus. No? And at his age, for him to do this, to lead the opposition, and really came out with an astounding victory, I tell you, it's mind-boggling. But the signs were all there. That's why he was full of joy. He was very confident. He said he was all the time for the past 22 years in the government. He never get to enjoy this type of riots, rally, and ceramah. And when he saw the crowd, he don't believe. You know. He said he sure win. He know. He said never before that type of crowd. He said, oh, initially very difficult to penetrate. He said they go to all these places, the Felda settler. A few hundred, like Rafizi said, a few hundred came. Then later on, 1,000, 2,000, then 5,000. Then someone then why no? Finally, he say wow, he cannot see the end. 40,000. Wow, he say never before. That's why his willpower is very strong. You remember the four bases of success. The four bases of success. This is Dhamma. You can remember that. Chanda, very good. Or four bases of accomplishment. First one is Chanda. Chanda is passion. When you have passion, means you like that thing. Then Chitta. Oh, sorry. Virya. Virya. Virya, you know, we call it spiritual zeal. But this is the non-spiritual aspect of virya. The spiritual, not spiritual, the zeal, the energy, the willpower that has the drive. This willpower is like you have passion and you really want this. That's why it will drive you, understand? This is what they call zeal. Z-E-A-L, zeal. Right? It will drive you to cultivate. Then the third one is citta. And citta is the basis of success because this is willpower. That's why Mahathir has very strong willpower. And he has a lot of passion in politics. He said he was born a politician. He himself said that. Oh, when people talk to him, he said, since birth, he wants to be a politician, but he studied to be a doctor. And the Malay respect him because at that time, I tell you, Lee Kuan Yew's time, not easy to be a doctor. This one, no special right one. No. This one really compete on meritocracy. That's why he got great respect. Then the fourth one is Vimangsa. He also do a lot of this. You know what is Vimangsa? How many of you know what is Vimangsa? Yes, very good. He always read a lot and he analyze a lot. How successful people become successful, how world leader become world leader, how all the corrupt collapse and reap the misery. Yeah. That's why he has principle. He has very strong passion and he is a true leader, true statement. That's why he can achieve all this. Well, he don't believe in all the nonsense. And now he say rule of law. You understand? So rule of law is very good. If the law is like that, you have to abide. Otherwise you cannot, like nature's law. You have to abide by the law. You cannot be otherwise. They said, now he's very fair. Oh, now he really... I think this is the dream that he wants to establish. Do you know, during his time when he was in the government, he didn't see the other side. That's why he got duality. You know why? At that time, they call him dictator, you remember? He's a, oh, what do you call authoritarian? Authoritarian. Oh, that one is terrible. He single-handedly come up with all those enactments to actually stop people from like becoming a threat to him. And he even have this ISA and all those things. Then they got this operation, all those things. But during his time, was okay, where he go by the rule. He want to remove the Lord President. He set up a tribunal, you know. He didn't really take him off like that. And he go by the rule in the sense that later on, one of the old ministers explained why he set up the tribunal. It's not to remove the Sultan's power. How many of you know what happened, the real reason behind? Because there were a lot of complaints against the royalty, you remember? Especially Jehoshaphat, I think. Many things happened. So there was no law against them. They cannot be trialed, understand? That's why he changed it so that they can trial, but by a different court, by the royalty court and all those things. And that was the reason why he did it. It's not because he want to curb their power, but he followed the constitution. These are their rights. He won't take away. So a lot of things he did. Then when he was with the opposition, all these people he sent to jail. That's why Hollywood also not so exciting. All the opposition president, all the four of them, except Wan Aziza, of course, but he sent her husband to jail a few times. And Mat Sabu, Wan Hing, Kiat Siang, you know, I don't know how many times he went in. And yet, these people can sit down and agree with him and work with him, and they become such good friends. Then now they really do. This is his vision. This is what he wants for Malaysia. That's why you realize today he announced he took the education ministry, you know. He doesn't want all the other powerful ministry. He made a mistake. You remember during his time when he education minister? He was the one that caused all this education. Are they our educator? No. Calhoun. Education. So now he want to reverse all this. He say education is not supposed to be this way. Now it's changed. So he want to really do all this up and set the nation back to the right track. Yeah. So this is what I saw. Now your turn. You tell me what you see. So this is Dhamma. So just now I give you Dhamma Pada verse 119, 120. So be righteous. Never be tempted by evil. Understand? No matter how beguiling, how enduring, how attractive that pose is, if they ask you to do things that are against your moral conscience, that can lead to evil, forget about it. Never do, because the friction will come, like the Buddha said. An evil person may enjoy happiness as long as his deed does not bear fruit. Always remember that. Then sometimes you got a lot of parami. You say, how come I did so much good thing, nothing come? Even a good person, the Buddha say, will experience suffering as long as the good deeds doesn't bear fruit. And now you understand. But I can tell you one thing. If you have faith, you really do, the fruit come immediately. You can see them in the here, the now, then, then. And it will show it to you until you dare not violate it. Not worthwhile to violate it. It keep on coming. It keep on showing to you when you really cultivate. That's why this Dhamma is very beautiful. And it can explain everything. Later on, I will share with you about the sign I saw and all those things. It was all the way from 2004, 14, 15 years. And it's so beautiful. You all saw the WhatsApp, isn't it? The fourth prime minister now become the seventh prime minister. And the fourth prime minister sent the potential eighth prime minister to jail. Then the sixth prime minister also sent the potential one to jail. Then this seventh prime minister get the opportunity to work with the prime minister that he sent to jail together in Obaya Korea to remove the sixth prime minister. and going to send him to jail. Then the seventh prime minister was the one who asked the Agong for the pardon to release the sixth prime minister from the jail. I tell you, this is classic, isn't it? What the eighth prime minister cannot do, the fourth prime minister come back as the seventh prime minister and do it for him. I tell you, Hollywood also not so exciting. I tell you, this is really world record. And he is at the age of 92 plus, you know, and he can do all this. You look at the way he go watch a drama and all those things. And the BN was so complacent. You know, they laugh at him. They say, where in the world got people choose a 92 to 93 years old prime minister? They say, forget about it. Some of they say very nasty thing. Now they get to eat back their words. That's why Mahathir answered them very simple. 92 years old, can still ride horse, can still drive car. Then he's somewhere there to tell Najib or the BN, you will lose unless you cheat. If you don't cheat, you will lose, you see. You see, wait for the 90-year-old one or 90-plus one. Come in. Now we start with Kat Hoon. Okay, now it's your time. Pass the mic. Oh, yeah. Don't worry, just share your understanding, your view. Then we can develop some Dhamma understanding. If you have, you can also share it. It's how you see it. We have a free discussion, open discussion.
Well, politically, I'm also equally happy.
Sadhu. So did you shout that reformasi?
Oh, yeah.
Reformasi.
Yes, definitely. Into it. But basically, we see.
Did you attend rally?
I think I attended only the one near my house.
Oh, near your house. Very exciting, no?
Hannah Yu.
Oh, Hannah Yu. Wow, she's a good speaker.
Yeah.
They say, now I'm ready for parliament. Wow, I like that word.
Yeah, I think she is a force to be rendered to.
Then he told Michelle that's supposed to take over from her. Don't worry. All these people are behind you, is it?
Yep.
You must work hard on it. I went through shit also, is it?
When I think Subang people, we have that maturity and then we are together.
Yeah.
Multiracially, we are together with one vision.
That was the other thing, multiracial. Yes. Yeah. Now you realize the Malaysian entity come out already. That they Guan Ying answer very well. Because the reporter from China say, this is the first time after 44 years now you have another Chinese finance minister. He said, first of all, I would like to correct you. He said, I'm a Malaysian. That's why he started very well. And a lot of things as you're now different. You realize a lot now. All the single race, racist party of single race lost very badly. They win very little of the popular vote. But the multiracial party, PKR, DAP, they win a lot of the high percentage based on the seat they contested in. I think PKR won about 60% or 80%. Then this DAP also 70. The rest all below 30. So it is tending towards a multiracial society where the Malaysian entity is looked at. That's why now they really look at the Indian community. But this is where the other government didn't really do the thing. Because I remember when I was in the car before the election, this is one of the Kayamita's husband's driver, Indian, happened to be Indian. We were in the car, they came and fetched me for lunch. So he heard us talk politics. So we said, this time BN susah already. Oh, he joined in. Yeah, I agree, susah already. Then we asked him why. He said, the Indians are not going to give BN any work. He told me that. And you know what he said? He said, now the Indians are stupid already. He said, last time maybe stupid. He said, near election only come out with the Indian community's what? Blueprint for the Indian community, you remember? He said, you might as well say it's a blue film. He said, you think we're stupid. After election, you forget about us. He said, we have been talking about what? He said, job and all those things. then their community actually was very, very, until they had to become gangster, you know. And this is a true fact. And we already 61 years independent now. And we cannot allow all these things to happen. That's why the balance in all those things, balanced development for the nation, and to have the real, true heart to help people who are less fortunate, less capable. So all this is changing, I think, with the reform. So the government is a caring government now. It knows the people decide their future. The people put them there to do a job. That's why now the social media is so effective. You have no more control. So anybody say the wrong thing, like the Rafizi, kena left and right for everybody. Then even recently, the other guy, the one, Pekasawan, Wong Chen, never mind lah, Wong Chen, after Rafizi, he say the Pekasawan, he say, he some more say Chinese finance minister. The head of the what they call retired army general, the president, tell him all, he said, this is all UMNO's politics, he said, forget about it. So this is very good, because these people are starting to understand, because for the nation to move forward, you need people, you need good people. They say talent, you need talent, 人才. If you don't look for all this, you look for nepotism, cannot. That's why Tun is very good. You know, he said, don't try to like fight for posts and all those things, because this one really demands people who are capable and willing to sacrifice and do all this work. There's a lot of work to be done. Some are fighting for ministry posts and all those things, for what is it? So he actually chose, and he said, if this ministry go to this party, Communist Party, the deputy must not be from that party. Otherwise, the two will collaborate and create havoc again. That's why he's very good. Then he said, all the senior ministry, the post, how they actually come to this year, you have to respect every component party. Said, no matter how small they are, but they are there because they really come together as one to serve, and they believe in the struggle. So I saw Anwar also give a very good speech when he came out of the prison after the pardon that day. You know, when people ask him how you feel, and all that, he said, I feel good. I'm free. First time I really feel I'm free. No more of this threat. He said, our society should be like that. Not what he has gone through. That's why he want reform, is because of that. Then he somehow say, I believe in the intelligence of our riot. He used that word, no. And you know why he said that? He said, because if I really sincere in my struggle, if I can prove it to the rakyat will support me. He has this faith now. It's not like a lot of people are without Dhamma. They want shortcut. Can buy, they buy. Can influence, they influence. But this person believes in principle. He said the struggle is to change the system, to reform the system, the institution, so that we have a better future for our children. And a lot of them bring their children to the palace outside. You realize that all the races are there. You say, this is for this girl's future. This election is about our future generation. It's not about us alone. That's why a lot of people came out. You saw all the overseas voters, the way they come out. Like marathon, no? Help each other. This is the spirit, understand? No? And you really can be very, very moved in your heart, understand? No? When you see living beings having such understanding, you have joy, understand? No? It's no more selfish. It's about some principle that they understand. And what the incumbent don't understand is one part. You remember they always talk about the Chinese. They don't know the Chinese culture. Why every time 80% of the vote go to opposition? He think we like opposition. No? But he never analyzed how he went wrong. No? When Badawi, Mr. Clean, you remember? 2004. He won 90% of the mandate, you remember? Landslide. You think Chinese didn't vote BN? You voted BN. Fool. But what did you do? You sleep on the job. And you continue to harass the race, use racial politics, create so much problem for society, for the nation. Everything not resolved. And there was so much resentment. Then the worst is when they start to plunder, steal, do all those funny things and become very arrogant, then they impose GST, cause more hardship, until Mahathir also cannot take it, cannot tahan and come out. Otherwise, they are really incumbent. How can you beat them? Because you look at the seat, Sarawak and Sabah, fixed deposit. Over there, you know how many votes? Sabah, 25 seats. I mean parliament. Yeah? Then this Sarawak, they got 40. 65, you know, almost fully taken. No. DAP only won 5 plus 3, I think. or only the urban seat. Then in Peninsula, you had to win landslide, you know, to form the government. No. So it was near to impossible. But the causes and conditions came for the negativity to move. There was a lot of things that happened, actually. You remember when 2004, they are willing to give Badawi, Ahmad Badawi, that chance. Abdullah Badawi, that chance. And he didn't really do a good job. He slept on the job. Then when Mahathir say he is a very bad, he is not good at choosing successor. He every time make mistake. He every time got to come out and bring them down. That is really classic. All his deputy prime minister all come down. And he fought the war, political war, he never lost, no, until today. He resigned and passed on to Badawi, Mr. Clean, and allow BN to win again. No. Actually, he is a very good strategy. He got very good strategy. He got a lot of this understanding. This four thing, the four bases of success. That's why he's very successful in politics because of all this. They call it Idipala. Yeah. So this one you must know how to use if you want to be successful in worldly life. Yes. You have to follow all this. You must have passion. Without passion, you cannot. Then you must have the drive, understand not? The zeal, the drive to be motivated. And you must be able to motivate yourself and your people and all those things. Then after that, you must have willpower. You must believe in yourself. Very strong. You will it. At this age, if you don't have willpower, he long ago would have died, collapsed. Because of his willpower, he pulled through. And he analyzed a lot, Vimangsa. He compared the system. And you know what he... Because I heard it in the YouTube. Matsabu gave a cerama. He said, kita ingat kita sudah kalah. He said, oh. Because you know what happened? After the G13, they plotted so deviant away. You know how they plotted? They thought they win already. They go and do a lot of things to get past, to work with them, to actually argue with the Pakatan Rakyat component party and give that type of funny reason that they cannot work with DAP, PKR, then they cause a split. You remember? Yeah. When the split happened, the Malay word split, they know they will lose already. But together we pass also 2013, they get 80 over seat only. You remember? They can't break the Malay vote. So during that time, I think DAP did very well. They won almost all the seats, but 30 over only, less than 40. Yeah, all no seat, no rep in the cabinet. So you see, despite they did so well, but the Malay vote didn't come, no. Pass and Kadilan status quo, you know. That's why they knew, you know. So this time, Mahathir, because he's so unhappy, he asked for citizen declaration to bring down Najib. They cannot get it. Agong refused to meet up with them. Then he go for vote of no confidence. the UMNO MP refused to come together with the opposition to vote him, vote on no confidence. So he got no choice. You know what happened? He waited. Then suddenly, the opportunity came, the condition for him to play. When the one MDB disrupt, and when the report came out, auditor report, they straight away keep it under OSA. Then you know what happened? He sacked Ganesh Pattai, the AG. Then he sacked Abda, he sacked Muhyiddin, he promoted the PAC one so that the PAC all cannot do his work. And now Ganesh Pattai confessed the last 2 days. Mahathir asked him, why did he sack you? I was preparing the charge to charge him. Then he removed him from office. See? So all this was meant to be the condition. If he had not fired Abda without the Sabah vote, the MP, you cannot win the majority vote. Very difficult. Then if without the one MDB and Muhyiddin sack, they won't form Pribumi. Well, Mahathir alone, he cannot form Pribumi. But because of Muhyiddin, he know Johor got chance. Then Kedah, Mahathir, the hometown, home state, they know these two states, they win, they can break the rest. Then Felda scheme. That's why they planned. And all the signs were there, I saw. The Chirama, the sentiment was so strong. And this time it's not just the urban crowd, the urban world. These are the rural voters. And my hometown, Alostar, I know one. And my brother told me, Gua Chambada. You know where is Gua Chambada? It's about 20 over to 30 miles away from Alostar. You reach Gurun first. Gurun, I think, 29. And after that, Gua Chambada. Then only Sungai Petani. That area very rural. And to have 10 of thousands of these rural Malay to come out is never before one. Never before one. And they saw. That's why Bhatti was so happy. Every time he go out, I say, I have never experienced this joy before. He said, that's why my wife realized one thing, he was in a way like me. When he speak Chirama and politics, you realize the energy don't know come from where. He is like a different person there, up there. And he can stand there and just speak like that. No need script, nothing. No call also. You just imagine, because of these four things, basis of success, he has this passion. So when he delivered, it's like my nature delivered the man. Come on. No need planning, no need to think. It just come out direct from inside. That's why he is fantastic. That's why I really respect him. He really can manage it. And his bahasa are so simple. Very simple, but very penetrative and direct to the point. That's why I tell you, this is really creating real history. And the world, all the international news, they really shock. Because when, before the election, you remember, 2 weeks, he had an interview with this, an international news media, Najib. He was confident of better, doing better, you remember? He said he was looking forward to 2/3 majority. Bloomberg. Ayo. Then our pacha here. Chin Hao pacha. I tell you, when the pacha Form 14 came in, they knew they already won. I saw Gwanda Ng's video. He said, Malacca, Pian Tian. You know in Mandarin what is Pian Tian? Means the weather change. Then Johor also, he say, gone already. 不是变了, gone already. Because they realize the last few days campaigning, this Rombau, Kairi, and this Bagandato, the Zahir, they not go out of their seat, no. Because they scared their seat also threatened, no. So the only one campaigning is only Najib around. And promised money everywhere. They saw like very desperate. Very desperate. That's why all the signs were there. And they knew it's going to be bad. And really, really bad. And this is the first time when you follow the announcement of the result. Last time you remember the result. All the first few are all BNV known. Only towards the end they release the opposition. So this time they release until I think 60 over seat. After that hardly climb already. All the opposition keep on climbing. That one didn't move already. Until later on Sabah, Sarawak, there come a few more. Then make it up to 70 something. And I tell you, you minus Sarawak and Sabah, they are left with 40 something seat only. Do you know? Because Sabah, they won, I think, 6 or 7. Sarawak, they won 19 only. So total 25, you minus 25, they left with about 40 something seat. Because MCA, MIC win a bit. 53, still got 53. Oh, more than PK, but didn't get to form the government.
Actually, what all of you don't know is that the postal vote was so badly rigged. So my daughter received it in US on Wednesday morning. After we voted, came back, then she just received her vote. So I said, cannot be, you know. I said, you go. Then she sent me the photograph of her postal vote, the DHL, and then all that. And then she go in and trace. It was dispatched from Shah Alam on Saturday afternoon. Purposely on Saturday afternoon. Then so Sunday, not working day, then it's all the way. So as a result, even the Australia one, I set up a group to trace all the postal votes of my friends in Melbourne, so that all of them together. And some of them are receiving Monday night, some of them receiving Tuesday afternoon. So how to get back to Malaysia? So what happens is, there was a group that says that we are collecting all the postal votes, so I send that information to them. So you get down to Federation Square or something, hand over the vote. Then somebody on Tuesday night, hand carry to KLIA. And then Master Chin's wife was flying from KLIA to Penang. So they physically exchanged the handover, KLIA handover from the Melbourne to KLIA, KLIA to Penang, somebody else. So they transformed that. So they thought they can win by cheating, but they didn't know that the like Brother Teo say, the consciousness. And all the racers were together, and if you watch the video, all the racers together working so hard just to make it happen. So it's just amazing.
Very good. That's why you all should chip in. The other thing that I agree with Suyan is my daughter got a classmate in UK, also received it on the Tuesday. He said, how to send back? That's why there is a law. But despite what they do, and the worst is, the delineation of constituency. Ayo, like Tony Poa say, you know what he say or not? My constituency already 100 over 1,000 voter. No? And like they want me to win, no? They put in another 40,000 no? To 16 something. No? And all Chinese vote. Oh, crazy. Let that Mahathir say. Now they like to put all the Indian together, the Malay together, the Chinese together. And they go all out to cheat. That's why today, the 5 members of the Reform Institution Council members, the one of the federal court judge, I think ex-retired one, he said, we don't need to have two-thirds to amend constitution to do that. But this is provided for in the constitution, equal vote. But there is a qualification, special treatment should be given to rural area. That's the only clause. But the rest all has to be to the best of their knowledge, proportionate, one man, one vote, and all those things. So we say, no need to amend the constitution. We can just redraw the boundary to give equal vote. So if they redraw the boundary and give equal vote, I tell you, the one that don't have the multiracial support on the Malaysian entity on would die, I tell you. We got a lot of these places will be what they call mixed vote. All the mixed one, I tell you, you need the support of the rays that can come into one. And you know why, just now I didn't finish, our culture, they didn't understand is, we have 5,000 history, years of history in China. No? What the Chinese cannot tolerate is they are not scared of hard work. They cannot tolerate corruption and what they call running dog, what you call traitor. If you are a traitor and a corrupt official, the Chinese cannot tolerate. The government will die. They know one. And people will suffer. That's why they had this gene inside, you know. And the incumbent don't understand this, you know. Some more ask apa lu mau and all those things. That's why you think they want anything from you. They just want you to be a clean government. And I used to tell a lot of Kayamita, we don't need a very efficient and smart government. We only need an honest government. The rest, the citizen can do it one. You only need to be honest. You don't plunder, you don't do all these things. So what the incumbent failed to understand is, then I saw some debate among even the Malay intellectual. They were very good. He said, political party are like what? Pampers, is it? You need to change them often, otherwise smell, is it? What's wrong with having a two-party system? And I heard it in a Malay forum, Sina, Malaysia. And that educated Malay intellectual was very good. He said, you look at all the world developed country, they got two-party system, some three-party system. Democrat, Republican, then some got liberal. If you're no good, the people decide, bring you down. You are like pampers. Too long didn't change, really smell already. Then new one, take time to corrupt inside. Then the old one, already so corrupt, can look after the new one. Can jaga the new one. So that's why it's about right for them to take a rest. After 61 years, work too hard already. Take a break, 5-year break. Then be a good opposition. Because last time you did all those things, so you know all the jalan, all the track and all those things. So you can monitor them very well. But I think it will be difficult for them because the new government is different. Now with Mahathir there, Tun there, he set up everything so beautifully. And I can really rejoice and feel that Malaysia has great future because our consciousness is strong. I felt the consciousness moving early on, very strong. So now it's different, the mentality. I start to see this 3-4 years ago when I go to government hospital, government department. They were different. They treat us very well, different. They call me uncle. They really different. Earlier on was very, the approach, attitude was very, because of the indoctrination by the government of the day at that time. So now all these have become different already because they also feel the anger, the resentment. And you see that by some of the Chirama, the speaker, they are really vocal, more vocal than the DAP one, I realize. They got so angry, especially the Felda worker, Felda scheme, all those people. Then they saw Mahathir start. He called them by all the name, remember? All the name. I also don't understand the Malay word until he say, what is that? Penyanga. What is the meaning? Penyanga. Pencuri. Nyanga. Traitor. No, kianat is another word. He used the penyanga, penyamun, penyanga. I also don't know those Malay words. Traitor or traitor. That one was another one. So that's why after he was sworn in, he said, he gained a lot of very famous verse, that's why our election Mahathir, they quote him, where they asked him, the foreign journalist come and say, to Mahathir, he said, you look at the banner, the BN one at the past, flood the whole town. He cannot see your PKR one, hardly any, he said. Then you know how he answer. They love the banner. I love the wood. He say, banner no use, man. It's the wood that counts. He said, you come to the rally. He said, oh, these are people who vote. The banner don't vote. I tell you, he created a lot of famous verses. Oh, he said, I prefer the water. He said, we got no money. We cannot afford so many banners. Oh, I tell you, he really, because the way he answered a question, I tell you, very good. Oh, he is a real witty, very witty, very sharp someone. And very short. Then got one lady keep on asking, you ask too much. He don't. That's why I tell you, look at him, I tell you. And I was told why it seems there's a WhatsApp, don't know true or not. He walk until 4 or 5 a.m. No? Then come back to office 7 something. No? Hardly sleep. No? That's that at this age, no? I tell you, pity his body. By his willpower, his four bases of success is very powerful. And you can see the law of karma now. When the evil did bear fruit, you look at those people who did all those nonsense. One by one, Mahathir say, we go by the rule. Whoever break the rule, we will have to take action. That's it. Oh. And he's somehow very fair now, no? He told the police, you are not supposed to go middle of the night and harass people and put them in dark room. No. He said, treat them well. So he is so different from Duterte. You know who is Duterte? No? The Philippine Prime Minister or President. You know, the underground, the gangster all scared of him. He has killed so many. And when he took over as president, he told the police, he said, if they break the law, catch them. No, don't shoot. Catch them. Then charge them. Then he said, what are they? If they resist, shoot them. Break the law, catch them. If they resist, shoot them. And the police head asked him, what if they don't resist? Make them resist. I tell you, all this underground and all those gangsters scared of him. The moment he mentioned your name, that underground fellow had to disappear, otherwise he would die. Because he told the police that, then the police said this is illegal. Because they resist, what? Where got illegal, is it? He said, but you say make them resist. And the president, what? Even they charge you, I pardon you. I tell you, until US, human rights, they actually want to deal with him, no? And you know what he did? He called Obama by what? He said, son of a, start with B or no? Obama also cannot do anything. Then he said, you talk some more, I go see Xi Jinping, make friend. He really went to China. That's why you got leader like that. Actually, we thought Philippines create history. But not until Tuta come around, he created better history than Duterte. Because he never shoot. It's a peaceful transfer. Understand? And he warned the police and army chief, you remember? When there is this parliament dissolved already, there's no government, there's only a caretaker. You don't have to take instruction, is it? Your duty is look after the people, the country, and maintain peace and order. He's very good. And he contacted them. And he said, this guy will cheat. So he preempted a lot of things. So what he did was actually very far-sighted. He got vision. And he is a strategist, real strategist. He can strategize so well. He can think ahead so many steps. That's why I look at this so-called election, PRU 14 or GE 14. The BN got no fight for him. Walk over. He preempt every move. And he planned it so well for the opposition. And they were very concerted in the way they give their speech. And they plan all those programs. Every night, go where, they know which are the area where the swing seat is, where they win by small majority one, where you only need the Malay vote to swing, then all these seats will come to them. And the main one was Felda voter. And that's why I told you, karma, the sign, okay. He go and whack, what this Felda. He whack until so much scandal came out. Oh, eager, high, and all those things, a lot of things. That's why I meant to be. If he had not done all this, you cannot break them one, I tell you. No way. Mm. Okay, anybody else want to share? Okay, when you finish? Still got? Can continue? Okay, we let Angie, yeah? You want to say something? She got very good viewpoint also. She share a lot of things in the website though. In our My Kajamita. Anybody you want to share, just put out your hand. Just push it, slide it, until the light come out. Yes.
I think this election.
I didn't push the whole thing. Yes. Thank you.
How about the use of supernatural? The supernatural. Some people claim that there's some supernatural powers being used by both sides.
Oh, is it? That one I don't know.
I'm not sure.
That one I don't know.
Thank you.
But there was a saying, they say, the PM's wife got a lot of this type of people behind. XPM, thank you for the good correction. But they say one thing, even among the Malay, I heard them say, everybody also very scared of that power, like what NG say. But funny, it doesn't affect Mahathir. You know why? Virtue. Because he has principle. He has these four bases. That's why the Buddha says virtue protect. And Mahathir don't believe in all those things. He believe in the true virtue. He say you have principle, you don't be scared. You just go ahead and do what you think is right. That's why he was like an authoritarian. Every time I don't know how to pronounce this word. He go out and do the thing that he believes is right on. Because he has this heart to actually build up the nation, build up the country, and actually bring Malaysian, especially their race, the Malay race. And I tell you, a lot of this Malay who benefited through his era can become professional. The look is policy. But during one of the Q&A, they got this question and answer with Mahathir. That one was very good. All conducted in English. But there were a lot of Malays there, asked very good questions. And one of them said, I'm the product of your look is policy. I was sent to Japan, is it? And I like to thank Tun for what you have done. I was saying. Then he asked very good question. And that time, all the question was towards a better Malaysia. They were asking this stuff. And that was 2-3 years ago, seminar. It was a dialogue arranged by this one. I forgot the name already. So that was a very good one. It's a forum, forum. Continue, Angie. What do you see? Any other thing that you see excited?
I think the best thing that bring in is the systemic reform of the country that was destroyed in 1988. I think if the system is right, even if the person wants to corrupt, there's no room to corrupt. The system has to be right. So the constitution, the judiciary, and the government sector, they have to work separately. I think that is the best form. And then I think putting Amiga into the judiciary and they're looking into the judgment system.
The reform of the institution.
So if the system is right, then I think corruption will be lesser.
And I think that will go on today.
Yeah. First thing he will do.
Correct. He has to right the wrong that he did, ma.
Yeah.
But that is the thing he started, ma. So Najib, he started 1988. He allowed the system to happen. So Najib, ma, is his brainchild, the final one to bring the whole thing to fruition. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with you, but he never encouraged money politics. Huh? Don't get that wrong. He hate money politics. He predicted 18 years ago before he stepped down. He said, if money politics continue, he said, AMNO will be gone before 2020. See? He was so very spot on. Huh? Like bull's eye. he said, he used very good Malay, is it? He said, the Malay, you money politics means all this corruption, means you no longer fight for the race and the country, yeah, and the religion, then the Malay will reject you, is it? Yeah, you come for position. All is money politics to buy position and all those things, and to get the ministership and take money and all those things. And he really predicted it. That's why he's very against money politics. And you know why? Because all the deputy that challenge him on hold the finance minister post on. Tunku Razali, Anwar, S.M. Musa Hitam never get to hold. So he realized that the finance ministry was so powerful. That's why little after he deal with them, he himself also take care of the finance ministry. Because it's too powerful. It's the money. What they call money spinner. And he said, now no more cash is king. Last time the logo is cash is king. Now cash is no king. because now the new law is very strict. New law. They call this, you heard of AMLA, the Anti-Money Laundering Act. Oh, that one very powerful. No? You know what is that act or not? Any money, that goes into your account or anybody's account, if you don't know the source and you use it, they can actually charge you for money laundering, because that money, if it cannot be proven to be legal, means illegal money, then it's laundering. So your duty is, if the money come in, you should report. You should not withdraw, use. The moment you withdraw and use, you can be charged.
Have the law, yeah. But our law before that was selective law.
Correct.
But now ultimately we're going to have a law that is standardized for all.
You know why he can do that? Like you say,
absolute power corrupts.
Yeah, not only that, all the institution will compromise. He control everything, police, judiciary, and all those things. That's why now Mahathir say, we are going to reform everything. So they are going to reform the institution. So the head of SPRM, MACC, no longer under the PM, no longer on the advice of the PM, appointed by parliament, answerable only to parliament. That is very good. And all the separation of power means the judiciary also cannot be appointed by the government. It has to be through a committee, a special committee. In fact, the U.S. system is quite good now. They got a Senate committee that interview the candidate. So before your name put out, they will do a search on the journalists will know on all your dirty thing will come out. So you want to run for president, you make sure all your childhood thing taken care of. Otherwise, they dig something, you're gone already. You cannot run already. So there, they have this type of check and balance. Here, don't have last time. That's why now with this reform, we start to see a lot of new things. And we learn so many things. That's why when you write all these things, like what Kye Hun says is very true, you need the system to be in the right place. Then it's difficult to do all those things. If you don't have the system in place, the country cannot operate. All those successful companies is the same. You look at all the well-run banks, It's because the system is in place. Yeah? You look at public bank. Why the what they call bad debt is so low? Yeah? They call what? This bad debt they call a non-performing loan. Why is it so low? Yeah? You think Tay Hong Piao very smart? Because they got very good internal audit. Do you know? Internal audit is very important. You cannot trust the auditor. The internal audit is very important. And they audit everything. No? Because when you want to release a loan, you know the internal audit, they did a very thorough check. No? First, they must make sure all the documents are there. Then this person really authentic, got such person. Then the loan disbursed. Then they monitor the collection. So those fellow who have this track record that is no good, if all the loan you bring in all got problem, they will demote this one or retrench this particular officer. That's why they were so different. Whereas all the other bank last time, compromise on the internal audit also sleep on. Then can I help you? You help me one. So sometimes the same loan, the same property, 5-6 loan. Then sometimes from a few banks, there was one classical case I was told by the banker, same property got 15 loan all over the banks. Same bank also got 2-3 of the same property going out with that loan. And there is no genuine title. All these, I don't know what type of title. So a lot of these things are happening when your system is not there. That's why your internal audit, your check and balance, all these are very important. Then Dhamma is different. Dhamma, nature's law are there. Why you want to cheat? Understand? The moment you understand, don't cheat, then all this internal audit all no need. Understand? But because not everybody has the Dhamma. Most of them don't have the Dhamma. That's why you need all this. So society has to evolve and become more sophisticated. So now, I think the improvement is like, you look at your credit card. Now, the notice comes through your handphone very fast, you realize that. So fraud is down. That's why technology is very good. Don't blame technology. Then the other thing about technology is, now with the facial recognition and all those things, with the my card, sometimes I go and check balance, update my book. Have to put thumbprint there, which is good. I say, good, do it. I encourage. Then now, public bank very good. No need card also can. No need IC, put your thumbprint there, got record inside there. So now they improve. Then I go to M-Bank. I was very surprised. No paperwork on. Put FD open account, no paperwork. You know what they do? They got this pad. What you call pad? That can write on it. Sign on the pad. Then he read to you. Okay, this one, yes or no? Ding. There's a pen. Ding. Yes. Sign. Terms and conditions. You answer. Then after sign. 5 minutes, the account, the FD all come out. Technology actually can replace a lot of things and can bring for a lot of what they call check and balance. Now with the China latest technology, facial recognition, you can run, understand? So later on, not only the chip has your thumbprint, has your facial recognition also. So with all the camera everywhere, that's how society will be more peaceful. More what they call evolve. The consciousness. That's self-regulating, like the taxi case, Uber and Grab and all that. They are self-regulating. So if you want to be in that business, you have to really buck up. Because you are being graded by your passenger or not. They can complain against you, and all the same. Then you will lose your job. Then the supplier, manufacturer, now the online purchasing, any complaint, the money is not released to you. And so then we don't know how many complaints, they take you out of the system. That's why you have to improve. And all this is working towards like what Jack Ma said, the new world, the new consciousness, where everything is done with understanding. Because it's like the nature's law, not worthwhile to cheat and sell, but they will catch you. People will complain against you. Then you see all this happening, you will give up your bad habit and the shortcut way, understand? But this is not going to work in the new system. It's just like we all cultivate the Dhamma, we saw the sign, then we see the cause and effect. Wow, time already finished. So the final summary. yes, Angie, yes. Yeah. Yes, yes. Okay, regarding Anoa, this is my personal understanding I will share with you. You see, he is also a good leader, very charismatic. He also has principle, because after what he has gone through, he also learned a lot. That's why he started the reformacy, he started the justice department, justice political party, means Keadilan, Parti Keadilan Raya, the People's Justice Party. never mind, let it ring first. Then, whatever it is, he may be very good, but he is still not as good as Tun. Tun still one step ahead of him. That's why when he came out of the prison, he said, we are not going to interfere. We are leaving it to Tun and the wife, the deputy, to run. Because he can do such a good job, understand or not? So let him do. But Anwar is a very good speaker. Have you heard him speak? He is a very good speaker, and he is a different person now. He's a changed person. All those who went into jail for long enough time are changed. You look at Lim Kiat Siang, his ideology, because he went into jail so many times until the wife also sacrificed so much. Then the son came out, also followed him, also went in. But they came out with a law degree, you know, in jail. He always tell people he thank Mahathir for the law degree. But if he didn't go into jail, he cannot study law through correspondence. Which is true, really true. That's why blessing in this guy. That's why they thank Mahathir. Luckily you put me in there. Then Guan Eng went in there because of that underage girl, remember? The Malay girl he saved. And because of that, you know, he got the sympathy vote from the Malay community, you know. That's how they won Penang, big way, 2008. Because that time he just came out from prison. After serving the Tom Bichi on the underage girl. And that time I received the email. That time no WhatsApp yet. The email that talked about his case. Wow, you read, very emotional. Well, there was one lawyer who wrote, a Malay lawyer, about how he sacrificed for this. He said the one that did the thing, like Rafizi case, he said the lawyer that tried to defend the underage girl went to jail. Whereas the culprit that did the thing was free. So like the cow thing, exposed that thing, the one, the whistleblower went into jail. So all these things, that's why you must be patient. If you fight for righteousness, if you are upright in your conduct. You remember the Arya, the four great virtues of the Arya are what? Of what conduct? First one is what? Supatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho, of good conduct. It's the order of the disciple of the Buddha. Then second one, of? That one. That's why you have that upright conduct. You don't worry. You have principle. You fight for justice. You will be rewarded. Because when, like the Buddha say, when this good deed bear fruits, you will get to enjoy the fruition of it. So, have good conduct, upright conduct. Then the third one is what? Of wise conduct. You must have wisdom. Then the last one, of dutiful conduct. You must do your duty. But this form of my God is duty. You cannot lie, you cannot cheat, you cannot deceive, you cannot do all those things that tempt you to do because of greed, selfishness, possessiveness, and all those things. That's why all these virtues are virtue of great beings, enlightenment, you must have them as Buddhists. So when you have them as principle to guide you to live your life, you will be successful. Then if you want worldly success, learn these four, the four bases of success. These are for worldly success. This one is before the five spiritual faculties. You do this. Then after that, this one changed to passion, changed to what? Faith in the Buddha and his teaching. This passion becomes faith, adasana, or confidence in the Buddha and his teaching. Then this one becomes spiritual zeal, not just a drive, but to walk the spiritual path, spiritual zeal. Then this one is no more citta. This one is sati, adasana, awareness. Then this one is Dhamma Vichaya. Sati, investigate the Dhamma. So all this will transform and become the seven factors of enlightenment, the five spiritual faculty. That's why the 37 factor enlightenment include these four, and these four are initial for worldly success. Before you come into the Dhamma, you must have these four. Because you don't know which religion is correct. So you are searching. So you search through this. You have passion to understand religion or philosophy. That's why like Mahathir, he read a lot. Then he understand the various system of government and how great beings, how great leaders rise and fall. He studied them all. Then he choose the best system. Understand? It's just like you choose the best religion. But the true religion, they will have all the virtue, the wisdom, and the understanding. Then you will know this one conform to our nature's law. And this is the one that will lead to true understanding. That's why the Buddha Dhamma has this great quality. So okay, with this we end. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So I thank you all for the good discussion and also the time to do this sharing. Hope it benefits you. Because it is the Dhamma part that is more important. But the election is such a historical event. It will interest a lot of you because at your age, with your maturity, you get to witness all this and you got to be part of the change. You can tell this to your grandchildren and your children later on. You say, Papa was there, Mama was there. Those were the moments. And this one money cannot buy. You agree or not? Because you miss this, you miss this. And you're too young also no use, but you cannot understand. Too old also no use. Oh, you want to recite something? Oh, no need already. The righteous government already. We already did it for so many years. And all the things started in 2004, you know. That's why it all fall into place. Then all the conditions, you see the causes and conditions and the sign, then you will know. Then everything like meant to be will be. That's why I straight away knew this time will change. You can ask Jin Hao. I told Jin Hao long ago. last year, I told him. Then he don't believe. He said, she can, man. The incumbent is so powerful. I say, it's going to happen. At that time, the sign were all there. Okay, let us recall to mind all the wholesomeness that we have developed. I forgot you're supposed to end earlier. I say, never mind. Okay. So we will share all these merits with all beings, starting with the devas. Akasata cha bhumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anemoditwa chirang rakantu lokasasana itta watta cha amehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu Sabba sampati siddhiya idang me nyatinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo Hidang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Hidang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Imina punyang kamina. Mame bala samagamo. Satang samagamo hotu. Yawa nivana patiya. Sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu. Okay, pay respect to Sakyamuni Buddha and all the worthy ones. Then we can end. Then you all can have your celebration.
We're supposed to celebrate Teacher's Day yesterday. Yeah. So we wanted to give this plug to Brother Teo. At the bottom he reads, "Heart for your teachings. I am very grateful and will be remembered."
Yeah, today a lot of offering.